episode 46 is a special crowdsourced episode with anonymous stories straight from you, the listeners. Now, I am smiling as I'm even getting started here because the stories are so good. They came in the form of DMs, text messages from counselor friends, and even voice memos. So I can't wait to include all of those as we mash up this great episode 46 of High School Counseling Conversations. I asked all of you to submit your spookiest school counseling story, the one that makes you shudder to remember or makes you want to roll over in your grave of embarrassment. Maybe it was a horror story then, but you're ready to laugh about it now. I really appreciate you sharing these with us. It could be a story so legendary that we wouldn't believe it ourselves. Or maybe it's just something you're thankful hasn't happened on more than one occasion, because one time was more than enough. One thing is in common about all these stories. They're all anonymous. No names, no Instagram handles, just stories. I hope you're as curious and captivated by these as I am and was. There's not much more I enjoy than an embarrassing story, especially if it's not my own embarrassing story. I think all of my embarrassing stories or cringeworthy moments working as a school counselor involve falling. I don't think I'm necessarily an extremely clumsy person. It just always happens to me in a school. I won't go into great detail because my stories are not as good as the listener stories, but one time I slipped and fell in the cafeteria when it was silent and just custodians, and it was so awkward because they didn't know what to do. They weren't near me to help me get back up, and I was just frozen in time, moving so slowly as I fell to the ground. And then another time, I slipped on a mandarin juicy orange and went gliding down the main hallway where students are in the library watching, and I fell straight to the ground. So my stories always have to do with falling. I also wish I could replay a security video for y'all of my favorite administrator slipping on a French fry in a packed cafeteria during lunch. This is not my story to share, but she is like the funniest person in the world. And I mean, this story still makes me cry laughing when she and I talk about it. She fell straight to the ground on her side, walkie-talkie from her hip goes flying. And then our principal took out his phone to record the incident as it happened on the security cameras so that he could pass it along and keep laughing at it. I will forever have that scene burned into my memory. It's one of those, I'm thankful it wasn't me, but I'm glad that I got to see the video and laugh about it with her. Let's roll the intro and then we'll get into your crowdsourced stories. You are going to love them. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Remember, I said this would be a mix of voice memos from counselors like you and then stories that I'm reading to you. In today's episode, you're going to hear school counseling stories about professional or not so professional dress, calendar mishaps, words that you wish you could retract, graduation horror stories, a memorable bodily function story, and so much more. I could not even include all of the ones that people sent me, so you'll have to listen and see if yours was included. I had so much fun making this episode. Here's our first one. This counselor story is the one that originally made me think I need an episode dedicated to this entire topic. So here we go.
Hi, Lauren. I have a spooky school counseling story, probably one of many, but this is the most recent one that I would like to share with you. So this particular day was during Hispanic Heritage Month that we're still currently celebrating. And as part of that programming, I create slides that go up on our school-wide news show every single day with different information or focusing on a different significant Hispanic American in history to celebrate. So this particular slide used the word as in the slide, A-S, as you should spell it, but I unintentionally spelled it in a much more interesting way, if you can imagine what that looked like. So basically, all 800 of my K-4 through 5th grade students learned or saw a word they were already aware of that they had to have known was not appropriate for school. They're right there on the screen of the school news show. So that was definitely a spooky moment. Got lots of different phone calls from teachers and emails alerting me of the incident after. So I will absolutely use spell check from now on. So happy Halloween.
I can't imagine how fast the phone calls and emails came rolling in with that one. Also, imagine it live during the announcements. Her brain probably just didn't see the typo that she had as she looked at it 100 times before making it go live. I totally get that. Okay, this one is short and sweet and makes me laugh so hard. This counselor said, my bio for a presentation read pubic instead of public school. And I just don't know if it's the fact that it's potty humor or bodily function humor that's always funny to me, but mix it with something as professional as a bio for a presentation. Like, was it in a book or a pamphlet? I don't know. I say, just this is permanent with no take backsies. It's written out for lots of people to see published. Or did someone introduce her and read it out loud? Like, maybe they caught the typo while they were reading it out loud. Either way, I would have been giggling. I know that it was not her fault that this happened, but what an unfortunate introduction. Here's a calendar moment for us all to appreciate. I'm sure we've either been here and this has been us, or you've seen it happen to someone else. It's one of those watch it from afar and then decide, will you be the one to tell them or will they figure it out themselves? So I went to put my gyno appointment on my home calendar on my phone and ended up adding it to my school counselor calendar, and it sent an alert to all of the teaching staff. Most embarrassing thing ever. I laugh now, but I wanted to die when one of the male teachers emailed me and was the one to break the news to me. I couldn't look at him in the eyes for a long time. I didn't even know a Google Classroom calendar existed. When this counselor sent this to me, I was like, this is the content I'm here for. The notification that everybody got really sent me over the edge. Because it's one thing to put it on your calendar and maybe just not notice, or as people stumble upon your public calendar that they see it. But the notification to let everybody know you have added this to your calendar, and then the teacher that sees it, and I mean, bless his heart, he is the one who shared it with her. He didn't want her to continue being embarrassed. So funny. Thank you for sharing that one with us. Let's shift gears into one of those you don't want to have a day filled with this moments. It's not as laughable as it is horrifying because it just doesn't end. It's a haunting parent story where once it's blown up, you feel like, okay, maybe the district is going to fire me, but hear me out. I promise this whole situation has been blown out of proportion. Let me read this to you. I had a student request a schedule change, and because it was a major core class she was trying to change, I asked her to give herself some time to think it through, and I thought I had convinced her. But I get an email from a parent after business hours and then a message from the student before business hours demanding to meet with me to discuss the change. Unfortunately, I was not available because I was pulled for standardized testing that morning. They were offered an opportunity to meet with an administrator, but there happened to be a fight, so the parent had to wait for the administrator to address the fight. The parent was so mad that he couldn't meet with us, he literally stormed out of the office while I was in testing and immediately called the downtown district office to complain. Once the district realized the ridiculousness of the request, we were all fine, but it was still quite ridiculous. I'm sure everybody can relate to an irate parent story or that parent who's waiting in the front office to see anybody who is available to see them. And maybe that one just falls under a parent horror story that none of us want to sit through. Again, I'm sure this has happened to so many of us before. Now, this one might hit different depending on how keen you are at keeping up your fingernail game. I am not a fake nails person, so, you know, to me, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what this would be like, but this counselor shared a funny story about her nails. She sent me a message and said, "Dude, I had a press-on nail pop off as I picked up a paper in front of 10 kids once. It was so embarrassing. I asked if it hit a student, and she said, no, thank goodness, but I definitely got laughed at." She said that they kind of just shifty eyes looked at each other and didn't know what to do and laughed. It was like, I was hoping that it hit a kid, but for her sake, I guess I'm glad that it didn't. I love those shared moments. Like, okay, that was weird. Can we all just move on and forget that this ever happened? I'll let that lead us into our next voice memo moment about an outfit snafu.
I absolutely love and adored my high school principal, but she did have her quirks, and one of them was dress code. She expected her staff to look sharp and professional at all times, but on Fridays, we were allowed to wear jeans with like school spirit wear. So it's the end of the school year. I am bone tired. You know how it is in high school as a counselor at the end of the year. There's a million events. Graduation is right around the corner. So I wake up exhausted. I put on my jeans and I put on a crew neck sweatshirt, and I don't think anything of it. I roll into school with probably an inch of dry shampoo in my hair and not a stitch of makeup on, only to realize that it is academic signing day, a very important day for seniors and a very important day for school counselors. And I am looking like a straight ragamuffin. My whole team looks amazing and they're all in professional wear. There's about a million pictures being taken. The superintendent is there. The district people are there, and half these pictures are going to end up in the newspaper. You just know they will. And I just looked like a complete ragamuffin, Punky Brewster. I mean, it was bad. And my principal was shooting me daggers. She didn't say anything, but I know it killed her. And it also killed me. It was actually so bad that my coworker had some type of like blazer jacket situation. And she was like, at least put this on over your jeans and sweatshirt to kind of pull yourself together just a smidge. And it worked, but it was really embarrassing. And I never forgot what academic signing day was ever again.
Let's just do this one too, since we're on the clothes topic. I imagine the embarrassment is multiplied on this one since she's in a small rural town. It sounds like one of those everyone knows everyone situations. So let's listen to this submission. I live in the rural town where I work. I once ran into the grocery store very early on a Sunday morning thinking nobody would be out and about yet. I wore actual pajama pants and a winter jacket into the store, and naturally, I ran into the president of the Board of Education. "Good morning, sir. I shall now walk out to my car in full shame." Just one of those where you're like, maybe I should have put on some real shoes. Time to head back home and cozy back up on the couch where you came from. And then always dress extra professional when you head back to work on Monday and every day for the rest of your life, just in case. Now, I love a good misspeak. This one had me laughing out loud because I imagine it could happen to anyone. And then how do you recover from it? Here we go. I once accidentally introduced myself at freshman orientation as Mrs. Carrier. I am in fact not Mrs. Carrier. Mr. Carrier is my male counterpart and their previous counselor. The kids thought it was hilarious and I was mildly mortified. Take a minute. Picture you calling yourself Mrs. so-and-so, Mrs. last name of a male counselor that you work with, or a male counselor or teacher who you work with, who everyone knows. And then you're also not married to them. Is this one of those Freudian slip things where it's coming out of your subconscious? And then in a crowd of unforgiving freshmen at that. Yikes. Here's another one where you just want to scoop the words back into your mouth and wish they never happened. The first time I read this, I literally gasped and put my hand over my mouth because I thought I knew where it was going. So let me read it to you. I was meeting with a student about the loss of his friend in a car accident. We spent time talking about how they met and discussing fond memories that could help him through the grieving process. At one point, the student shared a funny story about their airsoft sports team, and I responded by saying, "Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I'd be dying if I were there." Like dying of laughter. The student responded that he was trying so hard not to laugh because he was technically dead in the game. We both stared at each other, realizing our choice of words. I apologized for being inconsiderate with my words. He said it was okay and that his friend would be laughing at us in the moment. Did you just freeze listening to that thinking, "I'm so glad that wasn't me"? Because same. Here's another cringeworthy moment with a student. I'd love to know if you would have done the same thing as this counselor in this situation. Let's listen. Juvenile hall counselor. On my first day of my job many years ago, I was locked in an interview room, juvenile hall, remember? I made the mistake of asking the first student I met, "So, what did you do to get yourself in here?" Never again. The student proceeded to explain in detail how he shot and killed someone point blank with a shotgun and that he would do it again if he felt like he could. I sat and listened to it until a guard became available to let me out of the room. Number one rule in the juvenile hall is show no fear. I got initiated that day. Never again did I ask that question to any other students. Now, I don't have experience in the juvenile hall setting, but this is enough for me to make note of what not to do if I ever find myself in that situation. Here's another one that makes you glad that this wasn't you. This counselor was just enjoying her alone time at home when this happened. Let me read you her story. She said, "Long story short, these two kids bullied me when I was a second year counselor. They found my address and phone number, sent the cops to my house saying I was suicidal. I lived with my parents at the time and came downstairs in my retainer and PJs when a cop is at my house saying someone from our school reported a crisis at my address. Come to find out, the students also gave me a laxative in my coffee and had been prank calling me." She said, "Does this count?" It was not funny, but it's also funny. She said she was just freaked out and embarrassed that they were actually doing this. But wait, it gets better. She said, "And then I accidentally told this story in an interview." And I was like, "Wait, how did you accidentally tell this story in an interview?" I said, "How did you incorporate this and what happened?" She said, "It is cringy and it's an absolute horror story. In the interview, they asked, 'Tell us about a time that a parent interaction did not go well.'" And then I was like, "Wait, so you brought up this police interaction?" And she said yes. And then she talked about like the student interaction and they asked what the outcome was. And she just said, it was a really unique circumstance. And she was trying to like not let all the words come out, but then she just word vomited the whole thing. And she said, as she was saying it, the whole time she was thinking, "You just need to stop talking now. You just need to stop talking." And she said, needless to say, I did not get hired. I love a good embarrassing job interview story because you eventually, hopefully, got a job and we can all look back and remember how anxiety-ridden that whole job interview process is, even without adding in extra traumatic events. Speaking of meeting new people, like in a job interview, this counselor's spooky story happened when she was giving a tour to a prospective family in her school. While giving a family a tour of the high school, I was walking backwards talking to them and then turned around and walked full force into a huge pole in the center of the hallway. Like so hard that my forehead bounced off of it and it hurt so badly, but I had to pretend it didn't and just keep going with the tour. I was completely mortified. I gasped reading this one because I thought, how disoriented must she have been after she ran into a pole? And then trying to play it off like it wasn't a big deal, but then also wondering if you should head down to the athletic trainer's office and be evaluated for a concussion. I hope you're okay and not suffering long-term side effects from giving a tour. But I also need to know, did they enroll at your school? Was it all worth it in the end? You don't have to answer that. Here's another tour story from a counselor. As you know, school counselors are best known for our responsive services. We have to be ready for anything at any moment. I once dressed up in a multicolored windsuit for Decade Day during Spirit Week. That day, we had a new enrollee from out of the country that fell within my caseload. Because of the language barrier, I couldn't fully explain why I was dressed that way, which made for an interesting, and I'd also say spooky, school tour. interrupting this episode to talk about something that doesn't need to be scary, but it inevitably is: graduation. Make this season less spooky and use my graduation credit check spreadsheet as one more touch point to make sure your students have what they need to graduate. Use this spreadsheet with its pre-populated formulas over and over again to make sure your students are set to walk across that stage. Go to counselorclick.com/graduation to see what's inside this fancy graduation credit check spreadsheet. It's the solution you've been looking for to keep yourself digitally organized this graduation season. counselorclick.com/graduation. Now, back to our last few spooky school counseling stories. As a high school counselor, graduation is the peak of the year. You're almost home free. You could almost breathe again. It's almost time to celebrate. But are you ever really done? No. The responsibilities and the pressure are still riding on you all the way down to the end. Have you ever had any graduation mishaps? These counselors have. This counselor said, "It was our principal's first year as principal, hence his first graduation. He was a bit nervous, but he seemed ready. The graduates marched in. I'm sitting in the teacher's row, the first row on the floor behind the graduates. I look up on stage and see our principal's frantic look. He points over to the table with the diplomas and it is empty. He forgot to get the diplomas out of the safe. I'm starting to panic because he doesn't want to leave the stage in front of a crowded gym, but I am not privy to the combination of the safe. I know our current secretary is not at graduation. I look around and see our retired secretary. Luckily, we haven't changed the combination to the safe since she retired. We slip out of our seats and go get the diplomas out of the safe. I don't want to just parade them up onto the stage, so I go back around to the back and I put my hand through the curtain and put the diplomas on the table. Only a few observant people saw the hand that put the diplomas on the table. It's a story we still tell every year to whoever the current principal is so that they remember to get the diplomas out of the safe." And here's one more diploma fiasco that I know you'll appreciate.
So definitely my scariest story as a high school counselor was during graduation one year. Our high school graduating class had about 450 seniors, and it was my job to prepare and organize all of the diplomas. So I'm standing in a basketball stadium full of 5,000 people, all these kids behind me excited to get their diplomas, and standing next to my principal where I hand the student the diploma and he or she then shakes the principal's hand. We're almost at the end of the alphabet. There's about 50 students left coming through the line, all smiles, parents taking pictures, crying. It's just beautiful. And I realize that I have run out of diploma covers. So about the last 50 kids who are coming through the line, they had nothing to receive from the principal as he's shaking their hand. My principal, who has a great sense of humor and is very understanding, looked at me as if, what am I supposed to do? And I smiled and I said, just shake their hand. And we kept going. But the kids were mortified, as were their parents.
So this was one of those situations, I don't know if it's the same at your school or not, where students get the diploma covers and they don't actually get the diploma yet, just to make sure they don't do anything maybe that they would regret during graduation. But these parents and students were so concerned that the student didn't actually graduate or something because they did not have anything to take in their hand to show as they walk across that stage. They had to reassure everyone that, yes, they graduated. Sorry, we miscounted. You'll have what you need, but oops, sorry about that. Just when you think you haven't cringed or laughed hard enough yet, I have this grand finale of a story. I told the counselor who submitted it that it would be shared in total anonymity, but I also needed her to know that I think it was the funniest thing I have ever read. I think it's because it's just the ultimate I'm glad it's not me story, and you have to picture what would I do in this situation. So here it goes. So I'll preface my story with one simple statement. I have a plethora of digestive issues and I'm always dealing with something in there. I'm sure many other high school counselors can relate to being too busy to run to the bathroom or being so busy that you forgot you have to go. We get used to holding it, no biggie. So last Friday, everything was normal as the day of a high school counselor can be, and I'm in my office and I farted. She says, let's pause right here. I fart in my office all the time when I'm alone, obviously. Kids would lose it if I did this with them in the room. Being someone with digestive issues, the pain that comes with holding in a fart is just not worth it to me. So I farted and it was all good. Time goes by and I do it again, but this time I think, dang, my butt cheeks are sweaty. Maybe I should turn off my heater. So I proceed to turn off the heater. I fart again, and this time it was full-blown diarrhea. My face literally did this, and she includes an emoji, when I realized what just happened and what the first fart actually was. I get up immediately, squeeze my cheeks, and casually walk to the bathroom, which is thankfully close to my office. I say casually because how casually can one walk while squeezing their cheeks? I was scared it would start running down my leg. Once I get into the bathroom, my calm and cool and collected facade completely disappears, and I'm horrified by the current situation. It has been years since something like this has happened to me, so I forgot that this was even a possibility. To make matters worse, I was wearing a bodysuit. I legit felt like I was wearing a diaper. I threw out the underwear, of course, and I take off the bodysuit to wash some of the nastiness away in the sink, and I go on with my day wearing no underwear and a wet bodysuit. The only thing I could think of at this point was, thank goodness I'm wearing all black. I was so self-conscious all day that I would smell, and I wasn't even embarrassed. I was more like, did that really just happen to me? And shocked, but also thought it was hysterical that no one knew. Or so I thought. No one ever made a comment like, what's that smell? Safe to say, I'll never trust a fart ever again, and I'll go to the bathroom a million times a day, even if I just have to fart. But I will for sure be naked on the toilet seat just in case. If you could recover from that story and carry on about your day, best of luck. I laughed so hard making this episode, so thank you for your participation. I love getting to connect with you listeners. High school counselors have the best stories. If you don't do this already, I'd encourage you to keep a notebook with funny quotes and memorable stories. Because one day, these stories will be worth their weight in gold. Or maybe they already are. I think we've proven that we can pull some pretty good ones together to brighten our day. If you laughed while listening to this, share it with a friend. I love when I hear that you're enjoying high school counseling conversations. Or better yet, I'd love if you felt compelled enough to go leave a review in Apple Podcasts. You never know when you'll be our next listener shout out. I have some fun episodes taking us through the end of the year, and I can't wait for you to hear them. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. Join me then. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.